Who is 75 years old? Who has spread the love of our Lord in 43 countries? Who has shared over $100 million in mission grants around the world? Surprise! It's Lutheran Women in Mission, LWML. Want to be part of shaping the next 75 years of this far-reaching ministry? The Lutheran Women's Mission League is meeting in Albuquerque, New Mexico, June 22nd through the 25th for their 37th biannual convention. Join the celebration and register by visiting lwml.org. God's Word says, "We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done." God tells us that we should not conceal His great and mighty works. How do we pass on our faith to the next generation? Why is community and encouragement so important in this process? Join us today as we discuss passing on the faith. My guest is Patty Ross, president of Lutheran Women's Missionary League. This is Kay Meyer, president of Family Shield Ministries, and your host for today's program. Welcome, Patty. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thanks, Kay. Glad to be here.
Well, as we begin, let's talk a little bit about how you passed on your faith to your children and family, maybe when they were very small.
Well, of course, we started out with our baptism, and that's always a very family thing. We've got grandmas and grandpas around. We've got brothers and sisters that are serving as godparents, and we kind of take that fairly seriously in our family. And then we proceeded with going to Sunday school, of course, and we always did an evening devotion right as the kids were going to bed, and we let them kind of pick out of a book kind of what they wanted to read about, and we always had like one question we followed up with. So that was always a real time not only to pass along the faith, but just to have that affectionate moment where we talk about something that we hold dear. I do remember my daughter, after my mother read her a story one night, and Mom got up to go out the door, and she said, "Grandma," and Mom turned around and she said, "What, Gail?" And she said, "You know, I don't know if I believe in God." And my mother turned around and said, "Well, I do," and slammed the door and went out of there.
Oh, no.
So she never brought that up again, but she ended up, you know, Gail was very much filled with the love of Christ. So,
sure.
But you know,
and the children sometimes do say things like
yeah.
that. And you have to be ready for whatever they say and allow
and
them
kind
to
of have
ask
a sense of humor about
and
it.
And have
too.
A sense of humor.
Yeah.
You bet.
But no,
yeah.
we did that. And now, right now, my son is actually my elder at church.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's so awesome. Oh, tell our listeners about your family, children, and.
I'm married to Bill Ross. He's a cardiologist in Tulsa. We live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have three children. David is my elder at church. He's married, has three kids, and they live down the street from us. John is still single. He's out in L.A. trying to make it in the film business. And then our daughter, Gail, unfortunately, we lost her to leukemia when she was 18 years old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, they're... all going to church.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's
and
wonderful.
In today's
it's
world,
a very blessing.
Yeah, in today's world, that really is a blessing uh-huh. because so many people we hear from are lamenting the fact that their grown children are turning their back on at least organized religion,
right.
Denominational loyalty. But really, God's Word says, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And it's important that we raise them to understand that worship is part of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. You bet. Well, we're going to talk a little bit today about LWML and also a few Bible studies that you have. But first, I want to ask you how, when I said LWML for our listeners, that means Lutheran Women's Missionary League. How did LWML impact you and your family?
Well, as long as I can remember, the LWML collects a lot of their mission offerings from missions in what we call mite boxes, which are little mission boxes. Originally, they started with the Presbyterian and Baptist Mission Societies way back. But when LWML organized in 1942, they selected the mite box, named after the widow's mite story in the Bible, as their collection box for collecting offerings for mission grants and stuff. And in my own experience, my mother was in Lutheran Women's Missionary League. We always had the mite box on the kitchen table. And we always put change in there, and then dollars, we would take them to church. And we knew from the get-go that those were put together with all the ones from the other ladies in church. And by building up this, they were able to fund missions. And my mother was very much into missions, being that post-World War II with the suffering of the people in Europe and everything, was one of the first places that LWML turned their relief efforts. And so my mother was telling us about that off and on, and we knew that these things were going to help. So we always had that mite box present. And then as I got older, I went to meetings with my mother. You know, she babysat me while, you know, at the meetings. And then just went on from there. It was always very interesting to me, the mission outreach and missionaries. And so by going with my mother to these various LWML events at the district level, state level, and then finally to the national level, that I just was very interested in it and found it very fulfilling for someone who always wanted to be a missionary nurse, but life got in the way and didn't ever get to do that. And so this was a way that I could feel a part of the mission outreach of the church.
Mm-hmm. That's great. We're going to learn more about LWML as we continue discussing that, but I just wondered, and it's interesting to know that your mom is the one that not only introduced you to Jesus Christ, but also to Lutheran Women's Missionary League, because today you're the president. This is no small organization with all of the women and all of the districts and all of the work that they're doing. But before we talk more about that, I wanted to just mention the book Radiant Reflections. It's Lutheran Women in Missions, celebrating 75 years from 1942 to 2017. And in the beginning of the book, it has just such a great statement. It says, just as a diamond reflects light through the refraction of light within it, so too has God's love been reflected through those that serve in his kingdom. All of us have been cut and polished by God to allow his light to shine out onto many people, more people than we can even imagine. In this book, Radiant Reflection is composed of devotions by a lot of people that have been involved with LWML. As I read the devotions, I recognized so many of the names, not just women, but also pastoral advisors and Betty Duda, who recently went to be with the Lord, and I just enjoyed her devotional so much. Tell us a little bit more about 70 Years of Blessings.
Of course, we were organized in 1942, so 2017 we're celebrating our 75th anniversary of LWML. As the reflections in this book show, they're reflections, they can be devotions, prayers, just commentary on their parts in LWML. You really see the community that's formed through the LWML and the associations that men and women have had through LWML, the impact it's made on their lives or on their outlook on things. They really struggled to organize. It took them about 15 years to get the permission to organize. Oh. And it is an official auxiliary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And these reflections to me were just wonderful. I just started reading a couple, and then I ended up reading the whole book because so many of them have to do with acceptance, invitation to be with someone or to do a certain thing, or just this community being part of a bigger whole.
Mm-hmm. You bet. I wanted to just read a portion of one that Betty Duda wrote. I knew Betty, and she, as I said, recently went to be with the Lord. But I got a kick out of it. There's a lot of humor in these books, truth and real stories. Betty wanted to be a Lutheran teacher, and after being educated, she was asked to go to Florida to teach. And she says in the beginning of this devotion, her parents were a little nervous about it, but they finally did allow her to. And I just want to read a portion of it. She says in this second page of the devotion, I met John Duda on my first night at St. Luke's. He had his boots rudely propped up on the teacher's desk. I was not impressed, But now, 45 years of marriage and six daughters later, we are still sharing our faith walk with each other. Needless to say, I stayed in Florida more than 1 year. God's plans for my life was taking place. John's family was much like my own. Church attendance and involvement in the church was expected. My faith walk was strengthened and tested. John and I had four wonderful daughters in our first 5 years of marriage, Beth, Linda, Janet, and Pam. Janet was 4 years old when the Lord called her home to be with him. She had leukemia. We leaned heavily on our faith and trust in the Lord. Our example of trust in God's plan directly influenced some of our friends to believe in Jesus and dedicate their lives in service to him. The Lord continued to richly bless our lives through the arrival of two more daughters. It is a joy to me to know that my faith walk has influenced my daughters and their faith journeys. And she goes on to share a little bit more, but then she says, my service to Jesus Christ has been one of the greatest aspects of my faith journey, and goes on to talk a little bit more about her faith in Christ. Because all the women that are involved with Lutheran Women's Missionary League do it because they love Jesus.
Yes.
And want to serve him. Yes. And one of your themes, Patty, is serving the Lord with gladness. Mm-hmm. Why do you have that theme, and why is that so important?
Well, technically we have it because the first president of the LWML, that was her favorite Bible verse. And it was a theme of the first convention we had in 1943.
I never knew that.
And so then they adopted it as the motto of the group. But yes, this biennium I've had as my theme, engage, encourage, equip, and enjoy. Because I think enjoying your work and showing that joy in your work is a big part of your witness to other people. They don't want to see you doing stuff with a big frown on your face and arguing with somebody about how to do it and stuff like that. We need to enjoy. I think there's many instances in the Bible where God says, rejoice and be glad, rejoice. And I think even Jesus has some words in the Bible where he encourages you to be happy in things. Mm-hmm. And so I think we do a better job of sharing our faith with people. If they see us doing something that we're enjoying doing, they'll ask about it or want to engage in that too and work with us. So, and it is a joy.
It is a joy. It is a joy to serve the Lord.
Well, when you think that he's actually sharing his work with us, sinful people, and, you know, sharing his work and asking us to do some stuff. Yeah. I mean, he could do it all himself if he wanted
but
he shares that with us, and that's part of our growth.
Right.
And it's something you could pass on to your kids. And
absolutely.
That
passing on
that
the faith
they're
is
privileged.
More than,
yeah, right. They're very privileged to have God share his work with them.
So. Absolutely, absolutely. That's awesome. Now, you touched on mites when you talked about LWML, but I know that some of our listeners are going to not have caught that. And today there's a lot of things out there in the world about mites.
Yes.
But we are talking about coins in a little mite box, right?
Yes.
Pennies, dimes, quarters, dollars. And you right now need a little more money to accomplish the goal for this year. Can you share a little bit more about that with our listeners as well?
Every 2 years we select a mission grant goal. And then we adopt mission grants that have been put in by various missions in the church up to that amount of the mission goal. So to give all these grants, we have to meet a certain mission goal. And we go from March 31st to 2 years later at March 31st. And it's within that time period we collect our mites. So we're coming up on March 31st, and we're about maybe $70,000 short. But I have faith that we're going to make it.
And what is your total budget that you have to raise this in this 2 year period?
$2 million.
$2 million.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's awesome.
It's a record goal. We've got some fantastic mission grants that we're financing through that.
Okay.
And we'll have those mission speakers. A lot of those mission speakers will be at our convention in June.
Okay. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I just have a few announcements and then we'll continue talking to Patty Ross. Today, Family Shield is giving away two booklets, Live the Six, Being an Everyday Missionary, which I thought was real appropriate for LWML, and A Matter of Time, Taking Control of Your Life. To receive the booklets, call the Family Shield Response Center at 1-877-250-8416 or email us at witness2family@gmail.com. If you're a Thrivent financial member, you can designate your Thrivent Choice dollars to support Family Shield Ministries. Go to the Thrivent website at www.thrivent.com/thriventchoice or call them and ask them to help you do this, 1-800-847-4836. We encourage you to share a message, a prayer request, or a program suggestion. Send them to Family Shield Ministries, P.O. Box 230015, St. Louis, Missouri, 63123. You can email us at witness2family@gmail.com, or you can reach us on Facebook. Now I want to go back to my guest, Patty Ross. She is the president of Lutheran Women's Missionary League. And we want to talk for a minute about the LWML National Convention. It's June 22nd through 25th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tell us, and especially any of the women that are listening that might want to join you there, about that and how they can register.
Okay. Well, the convention is open to anyone that would like to come, and the registration information is all on our website, lwml.org. Right on the homepage, it'll have a little convention button you can push to where all the information is. Like Kay said, it's the 22nd to the 25th. This is a convention that your whole family can enjoy. We have a child care program, I should say child activities program, where they're divided by different age groups. They can go on field trips and such. Our convention is held every 2 years by basically to conduct our business, but we pad it out with a lot of fun things. We have a lot of mission speakers come in and tell us how the grants have affected their work. We have keynote speakers. We have Bible study leaders throughout the convention. We have entertainment in the evenings. This year, especially on Saturday night, we'll be having what we're calling our Diamond Dazzle, which will be a big celebration of our anniversary with some special events and a special program. And Albuquerque is a very lovely town, easy to get around. The convention center itself is very open and light, and flat floor walking is easy on that. But we have our keynote speaker is Ida Mall, a previous national president, who's a very energizing speaker. We're very looking forward to her. And our Bible study leader is Deaconess Betty Knapp, who is an author of many of our mustard seed devotions through LWML and other things. And so we are looking forward to that. She's promising kind of a different Bible study this time around. And then our opening service Thursday night is always very inspiring, with probably about 3,500 to 4,000 people gathered together to praise God. Our theme is Jesus Christ above all, from Philippians 2:9, that God raised Jesus Christ's name above all names. And Pastor Harrison, the president of the Synod, will be the proclaimer at that opening service. So that's going to be a wonderful way to start off the convention.
Awesome.
So we just invite anybody that's interested to go online or give us a call at the office and find out more about it.
That's great. And LWML, their website is also on the Family Shield recommended links, which we mention a lot of times if you forget it. But it's pretty easy, lwml.org. And you can get information there. Well, you have many resources, and some of your new Bible studies, the Balanced Bible Study Series, one of them I wrote, Balance Christ-Filled Living. It's a six-part Bible study. And one of them, which surprised both my daughter and myself, she was asked to write. And the person that asked us didn't know she was my daughter or that I was her mother. And hers is Balanced Christ-Filled Family Living, Corinne Jander. And then there's a third one, Balanced Christ-Filled Living with Adolescents. So the titles are similar, and you have to be a little careful when you order them. But tell us a little bit first about how they can order those Bible studies. I've already had a couple calls about mine, and is it through CPH?
Okay, if you go to our website, down towards the bottom, if you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, it says Shop LWML. Okay. And if you just click on that Shop LWML, it takes you to the page where all these things are listed, and you just put Bible studies, and they should come up on
great.
That.
Great.
Yeah. So we're excited about this. We wanted to do some Bible studies, too, that would enable our women to be able to talk to other women about problems. We mentioned earlier about passing faith to our sons and daughters, and then there are times when you get upset that they've maybe fallen away, or it's during college and they're off kind of doing something else. And I know that one of these, the study on living with adolescents, talks a little bit about peer pressure, technology influences, emotional issues of your adolescent. So we're trying to equip women to be caregivers and counsel with other women, or because it's, you know, it's, they're not going to go right to their pastor. They're going to go
to
another woman.
They're absolutely not.
And so this is part of what LWML tries to do, is equip our women to be in the Word and knowledgeable about certain things that they can talk about.
Great.
And then also we talked about in the Christ-Filled Family Living by Corrine. She's got a nice section in there on community and identity. And I really like that she has a part of that on special needs children.
Okay.
So,
very good.
Again,
very good.
This is things that we need to be aware of in our role as women in the church.
Right. And we're going to talk a little bit about community and encouragement in a second, but I have mine in here. It's the first time I've seen it as it's been produced, so that's awesome. I had a gentleman call today that heard about it, and he left a message saying, well, I'm a man, but I need balance in my life, too. So
yeah,
I thought that was funny. But I have several topics, but one is balance when life seems overwhelming.
Yes.
And our family has gone through some overwhelming times, and I know there isn't a family out there that hasn't. And my life has balance because God keeps his promises and encouragement gives
and
my
the
life
contentment.
Balance.
I like the contentment.
Oh, and the contentment. Encouragement and contentment.
Encouragement and contentment.
Right.
Again,
right.
That's a big part of what we can show as women in Christ is that contentment is from deep down.
Yes, yes. That safety net that God gives us what we need, even when it's not what we want.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's talk for a minute about community. God gives us, made us to live in community. Again, I have a couple Bible verses here. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's talk about rest. What does God's rest look like, Patty?
Well, God's rest is ultimate rest. I mean, you can't get any other rest that's any better than resting in God. And I think some of that comes from when you have a baby resting in your arms, or you have a crying child resting in your arms. They're just totally trusting in you, and you're giving them comfort, and you're giving them unconditional love. You know, if they've done something really bad and they're upset, you're still giving them unconditional love, and that is so much like what God the Father does for us.
Mm.
He sees us as Jesus and not just as the sinful self. So I think that's another big part of what we can do as women.
Yeah.
With our, and we pass it on to our children.
Sure, we do.
As an example of acceptance and love. And that's a part of what you were talking about, passing our faith on. We also pass our, not only our spoken faith, but our lived out faith.
Oh, good point.
So.
Yeah, I like that. And as we talk about community, that God made us to live in community, I wrote down Ecclesiastes 4. It says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. That's talking about friendship, isn't it? And
that's actually the Bible verse that my son and daughter-in-law used at their wedding.
Really?
So I think that goes for couples, too.
Sure, sure.
You know, we're
okay.
there to support each other. But,
yeah.
And, you know, God made Eve, but he didn't want man to be alone. Right. We're community people.
Yes.
We need community. And this is brought forward, I think, by the people who have 150 friends on Facebook, but they go commit mm-hmm. suicide because they're so lonely.
Yeah. Yeah.
That community is so important in our technological world. And you wouldn't think so. We're so connected.
Mm-hmm.
But that sense of community and that is very important.
Well, we have 2 minutes left. I wanted to talk a little bit about encouragement. So I'm just going to ask you to make some comment related to why it's so important that as Christians we encourage each other.
Well, not only as Christians, just encouragement for just about anybody is important because, let's face it, if you listen to television or the radio or do Facebook, you can get very discouraged about things. If you read Paul and his letters and some of the other apostles, they ask for prayers and they ask for encouragement from the people. And I think we're still that way. We look for encouragement from other people. You know you've got it from God, but it needs to have some word, form, physical hug or something, you mm-hmm. know, to mm-hmm. portray that encouragement. And sometimes we just kind of shy away from that, but we always need to keep that in mind. Everybody needs some encouragement.
Right. I talked last week about spiritual gifts, and I mentioned those that have the gift of encouragement. They're the people we like to be near. But our time is up, so I just want to end again by reading a portion of the introduction to the book, Radiant Reflections. All of us have been cut and polished by God to allow his light to shine out onto many people, more people than we can even imagine. Again, my guest has been Patty Ross, and the LWML website, if you want to learn more, is www.lwml.org. You can also learn about Family Shield at www.familyshieldministries.com. And we, again, are so thankful for LWML and all that they do. LWML, I say it so fast, don't know if people are catching it. Blessings on all that you do. Thank you so much, and tune in again next time.
You've been listening to Family Shield, a production of Family Shield Ministries. Its mission is to educate and equip people through the power of the gospel to know Christ, grow in His Word, and to strengthen individuals and their families. To learn how you can obtain resources or support the ministry, go to www.familyshieldministries.com or write Family Shield Ministries, P.O. Box 230015, St. Louis, Missouri 63123. And tune in again next week for Family Shield.